Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, including music.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Okay. So, Mariah Carey has revealed that despite the difficulty of being locked down for much of the past year, the pandemic has somehow been really good for her voice.
Oh, just because she hasn't been saying much?
Yeah.
Vocal rest, as it were?
Yes, exactly. She said the whole COVID thing, she said not having to sing for my supper and travel around and not getting the proper amount of sleep.
Okay, easy on sing for your supper. You're a cajillionaire. Can we not act like you are, the next meal is dependent on you doing one more round of One Sweet Day featuring Boyz II Men?
Maybe her money isn't liquid, you know?
Donna.
You need to have incoming money every
month.
Don't
know. If you're Mariah Carey, you don't get to say singing for my supper. You don't.
Anyway, she says,
if she has to, that's her own fault, right?
That's severe money mismanagement. Yeah. If that's the case. Anyway, I love Mariah Carey's music, as you were saying.
Anyway, she says that, you know, taking that stress away takes away a lot because sometimes when she's stressed out, she was on Questlove, I guess, has a podcast, and he was asking her how she accesses that whistle register of her voice.
Yes.
And she said, you know what? It can come and go depending on how stressed I'm feeling in any given moment. She said, if I'm under pressure, it's always screwed up. Every part of my voice is screwed up. Which might explain why we've seen some not so great performances from her as far as live performances over the past, I don't know, 5 years or so.
Sure, yeah.
And she says, you know, if I'm not feeling stressed, you know, everything is fine.
It is really amazing. How did she figure it out? She must have just been messing around.
I think you're right.
And then discovered, whoa!
Look at me.
I can do that.
Yes, queen. Anyway. By the way, the inauguration is coming up, what is it, next Wednesday?
Yes.
It's next Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So there's going to be a primetime special that is going to serve as a conclusion to the day's events. And it's called Celebrating America. Your boy, Tom Hanks, is going to be hosting.
Yeah, Tommy.
It's going to air from 7:30 to 9, and it's going to be on all the networks and online.
Oh, all the networks.
It's going to be ABC, really? CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC. And then it's also going to be on, oh my God, I'm having throat issues.
She's patting it on.
Amazon Prime Video. It's going to be on Twitch. It's going to be on News Now from Fox. They're going to stream it. And you'll get to see performances from Bon Jovi, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato.
Cool.
Aunt Clemens, not familiar.
No.
And other performers are still going to be announced.
I can't believe that many places are simulcasting the same thing.
Really?
That's very rare that happens.
Is it?
Well, because it doesn't sound like you're not talking about the inauguration.
Yeah.
This is a separate special that will have happened after the swearing in.
That's a big
correct. That's what it is, right? Because the inauguration is happening during the day. This is an evening event that all of the networks have signed off on to do the same exact thing. I think that's rare.
Well, for past inaugurations, the networks have carried concerts and other performances hosted by the inaugural committees. So I guess this special is going to replace that coverage.
Well, listen, here's what I would say. No matter Hun's political affiliation, no matter if the person that you voted for or not will be getting sworn in January next week on the 20th, we all support Tom Hanks.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm hoping for, I don't want him in front of a stage like, ladies and gentlemen, Maroon 5. I don't want that, but I would like some old-fashioned Tom Hanks talking to us in his soothing voice as stirring images of America and all that we have come through, our highs and our lows that have led us to this point. It feels like he could tell that story, contextualize it, and inspire us, and gosh darn it, maybe bring us together.
Forrest Gump style or not?
let's dial back Forrest Gump and maybe just go a little more.
Yeah. I just hope, for me, I don't want to hear a bunch of COVID-19 songs.
Sure.
Because
yeah, we want to outlaw those.
This event was developed in part because of the pandemic forcing, you know, all these traditional events. You know, there was a parade, there's concerts that had to be canceled. So they're looking for less traditional ways to engage Americans for the inauguration. But I know that Bon Jovi has a COVID-19 type song that's very literal and not good.
We were not huge fans of that one.
Jay,
love you, John.
I think Justin Timberlake also has one.
Isn't it a remix of Bye Bye Bye? Wants to say bye bye bye? That's a joke. That was a joke. It was a joke about him wanting to say bye 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 to the pandemic.
It's called Better Days, and it's a collaboration he wrote during lockdown with this Clemens guy, Aunt Clemens, to encourage everyone to stay hopeful and to keep working towards a better future.
Mm-hmm. We just can't hear the masks. We can't hear you referencing masks in your song.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Or social distancing. Didn't we hear? We heard a couple of good ones. We're like, that's how you do it. You don't be so literal, like,
yes.
We were standing 6 feet apart.
Couldn't make out your smile beneath your mask.
I didn't even know if she had a mouth.
Do-rop!
So, one little fun guy. So, Mariah Carey, she's made $60 million just on that one song.
Oh, the Christmas one?
Yeah, and she makes $1 million a year from November to Christmas on that song every single
singing
year.
Singing for her supper.
So, singing for her supper. Just wanted to tell you.
Again, love Mariah Carey's music.
She works hard.
Yeah. Really don't like her use of the word darling. I'm not saying she doesn't work hard.
Okay, well.
Saying it feels a bit demeaning to the working man, I think, whenever a celebrity who has a net worth between $320 and $500 million, which is the estimate on celebritynetworth.com, says it's been a bit better not having to sing for my supper this year.
Okay.
Can we just agree that was a poor choice of phrase?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Didn't mean to bring up tension here.
I know. Steve, if you could quit coughing, that would
be sorry. There are times that I think I can just work it into a laugh. Is that not working? Kind of like a smoker's
that dog,
laugh?
Like that dog that...
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? A cartoon dog. Oh my God.
Kind of Scooby-Doo-ish.
Anyway. Would you like to hear a new Maren Morris song or a little bit of a new Joss Stone song?
I think my vote is Maren Morris.
Okay. Here she is. She performed this on Colbert. She's got it. She's got a new album coming out very soon. She'll have new music coming out. But here is something that she collaborated on with I think he is a Canadian singer, and his name is J.P. Sachs. It's called Line by Line. I like it. You like it?
Yeah, that's a cool little jam.
I like it. I like her voice a lot.
You know what that makes me want to do?
Play the guitar in a C chord.
No, go downstairs, nibble on my wife's ear. Give her that commercial break nibble.
All right, great. While you're nibbling, we will take a little pit stop and come back with a couple of interesting documentaries that are going to be coming out very soon.
Yeah, one from a major music star who had a really close call with death just a couple of years ago. And then fans of Cobra Kai, if you just binge that and feel like you just need a little something more in the Karate Kid universe, there's a documentary just for you. We'll dig into that and more docs coming your way when we come back on Donna and Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's soft, it's cool,
sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies! nice.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Hey, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment. Coming up at 10:30, we've got the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. So stick around for that. You can win a fabulous prize. In the meantime, there's some documentaries, docuseries coming. A lot of stuff is coming out.
This on Vulture.com today. It was just months after the 2018, boy, almost 3 years ago, the drug overdose that threatened the life of Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah.
And just a couple of months after that, she had tweeted out, "Someday I'll tell the world what exactly happened, why it happened, and what my life is like today." Well, now, more than 2 years later, she is preparing to do just that with this new YouTube docuseries, Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil. It's going to focus on her overdose, its aftermath, along with her career since that event. And they say that she's going to open up about every aspect that led to her nearly fatal overdose in 2018.
Wow.
And the awakenings in the aftermath that she's had since then. It's a four-part series. It's going to premiere its first two episodes on Demi Lovato's YouTube channel on March 23rd, with new episodes, the other two episodes, to follow on March 30th and April 6th. She has talked about her struggles before with addiction in a documentary.
Simply Complicated,
yep. Back in 2017, yep. Not long before her overdose of 2018, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that this will be interesting. And I think anytime you know of someone who has struggled with addiction and then gets clean, you hope, you're looking for signs to think that this time it might be different.
Right.
And I think that's right. What everyone is hopeful for, and maybe talking about it and getting really honest is the cathartic for her and healing, and will spur her into even bigger and better personal development.
Can you test, when did you say it comes out?
So the first two episodes will come out on March 23rd, right on her channel. So if you follow or subscribe to Demi Lovato's YouTube channel, that's where it will be. And then she'll stagger the final two episodes in this four-part series, those coming out March 30th and April 6th.
Okay, cool. I will watch it for sure, because I watched the first one.
Yeah, I think I will watch it too. I'd be curious to hear her say that. And I like that she is producing it. It feels like, you know, she'll be honest. We've talked before about if you have a biopic. Isn't Mariah Carey? Is it Mariah Carey,
you know,
or is it Madonna?
Madonna. And she's doing her own.
And then you just directing. Wonder if they'll view, if you do a biopic, will it be a little bit more rosy because that person is involved? The other side of that coin is if it's an unauthorized biopic or biography, it can get slanted in an entirely different way.
Of course.
But I would hope that the way that this is, that it's not a biopic, that it is a docuseries, I would imagine a lot of Demi talking right to camera. And when you go through rehab and you like go through AA or whatever it is, honesty is something that they really preach, right? You got to be honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with everyone around you. And so I say all that because I think I'm hopeful that she'll have a really honest, sober account for people of what happened. And there's a lot of young women and young men who look to her. And so maybe they'll learn. Maybe she'll keep a person from potentially ODing, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. So that we have Demi Lovato, that coming out March 23rd. Meanwhile, everybody is talking about Cobra Kai.
I still have to start that.
Me too.
Need to do it.
I've only seen one episode. I remember the first episode, the pilot, was gritty and cool and interesting. And people said season three was the best. It moved from YouTube over to Netflix. But if you've binged it and need more, there's a new documentary coming out, and it's called More Than Miyagi. And it's all about the life of Pat Morita and his life beyond the Karate Kid.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's only 89 minutes long. And it's apparently made by a super fan of Karate Kid. And they talk about his Happy Days experiences. And then they talk about, of course, what he did with the Karate Kid and all that. But they explore his life outside of the role that really he became known for far and above all others, which is as Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movie franchise. So More Than Miyagi, I believe, coming out in February.
On what streaming service?
Netflix? Donna, that's a great question. Do you use Apple News? And do you find that it is not good?
Yes.
Very difficult I think to I
started,
scroll.
I just started deleting it because I get it in my inbox.
I can't scroll. When I go to scroll, it takes me to an entirely different page.
All right, don't worry. We could Googs.
It's somewhere.
We'll do the Googs.
Whatever.
Okay, here's what I'm going to watch today. There is a documentary on HBO Max called The Event. And it is about Wolfgang Puck's catering, being responsible, you know, for some of the nation's most legendary, like, entertainment events, corporate events, cultural events. So it's a behind the scenes and inside look at these lavish affairs. It's Wolfgang and members of his catering team, and they show you every step of their execution process. And each episode, so it is a docuseries, is going to feature a different high-profile event. So we're talking behind the scenes at the SAG Awards. We're talking about an HBO's Westworld premiere party. And they're going to offer access to trade secrets, a look at the creative development, the planning, the, you know, just basically the scope of running this huge, world-renowned catering company.
That's pretty cool.
I watched the trailer and it looks really, really good. Really good.
It feels like you can't miss right now with a food show, too.
Right?
Just you put a food show on and people are just going to, pardon the pun, but they'll eat it right up. We're just sitting on our couches. You're going to love it. I was invited into the Beverly Hills Hilton hotel drop.
Yep.
Prior to the...
More like this. A hotel drop.
It's a hotel drop. Although it was prior to the Golden Globes award show drop. And they toured the kitchen and you met with the head chef and they broke down how they pull off a meal to the biggest stars in Hollywood all in one night, all while a show is going on. And yeah. That was pretty. Pretty great.
In this,
there's a lot. There's just so this would be interesting because there are so many plates that need to be spun.
Yes, and it's very chaotic, and there are so many moving parts. Like in this trailer for the Wolfgang Puck, the event. It's called, by the way, HBO Max today. There's like security is saying you've got to move the catering truck, and then people are fumbling in the kitchen. Somebody needs to run out and take care of that while someone else is getting the creme brulee ready in a timely manner.
Correct.
Correct, Steve.
This is why we need to watch it. What's it called?
It's called The Event.
Nice.
The Event.
Well, Donna, thank you for your bravery in bringing that story to our attention.
You betcha, buddy boo.
In the midst of all that we're going through, not to mention a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Happening currently. Started snowing early here in Chaska this morning. And it's just going to be a trickle snow for the next day and a half.
Yeah,
the
we're
snow
gonna
totals.
Have a, I was just going to say that accumulation. Yeah.
I think I've heard 3 to 8, 4 to 9.
Yeah, 3 to 6 in the metro area here. And then they could say isolated areas in the south and southwest metro could see 8 inches.
Oh.
Yeah, tonight 1 to 2 possible. Tomorrow another 2 to 4 possible. And 1 to 2 Friday as it tapers off in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there's not a lot of traffic on the road these days. So that was very helpful on the drive in this morning.
Yeah, it was not that bad.
Not that bad at all. But be careful
anyway.
Okay.
Let's play a game.
All right.
651, safely call us if you can. 651-641-1071. The College of Pop Culture Knowledge goes down next. We'll all find out the topic together when we return. It's Don and Steve.
All right, I'm excited. We're going to play a game on the Donna and Steve Show.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Well, hey, guys, how are we doing today?
Good.
Well, you should be good. You are tied now again, Donna, for the 9th edition of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You tied it up yesterday when Angie saved you with our little love reality show topic. So
thanks, Angie.
Thank you, Angie. And Steve, I'm rooting for you too, buddy.
Yeah, right.
And
he's biased, Donna. He's biased.
That's okay.
We're all family here, and someday I may be biased towards you. You just never know when.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So Lacey is on the phone with us today. How you doing, Lacey?
I am doing great.
And Lacey is from Invergrove Heights, and get this, guys, she's a registered nurse, homeschool mom. And she hasn't slept yet today. What a hero, right?
Oh, my gosh. Lacey, God love you.
Oh.
Yeah, my son's actually in the car. I just picked him up because of the weather. I didn't really think I was going to get through.
Oh.
Oh, well, listen, here we are, and we will keep our... We're going to use really good language here for your son.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, be safe.
Be safe. Yes, exactly. So, you are playing for a My Talk t-shirt today, and our topic is, think Hollywood dropouts or celebrities that just walked away from Hollywood. Celebrities that said, I've had enough. I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Would you like to play with Donna or Steve, Lacey, on this?
I think I'll play with Donna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! I need the help. I'm starting to need the help here.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, Lacey, I explained to you. Please just wait until Donna gets done answering these questions. Donna, would you like to have a... timer or not?
I'll take a timer.
Okay, I'm going to get this potted down here. All right, guys. And here we go. This first question's a little long, but you'll get what I'm doing here. All right. This actor walked away from Hollywood to raise his two kids after his wife passed away from liver cancer. More recently, he was in the news because he was sucker punched while walking to his New York City condo.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy from...
He's also known for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters.
Yep, he's the Ghostbusters guys. His name is not coming to me. We'll go back to him.
Twin sister duo walked away from their young acting career to begin what would become a very successful
Olsen twins.
And this recent table read of the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jennifer Aniston wore the identical red bikini for the iconic pool scene that this retired actress is best known for.
Phoebe Cates. And the first one, what's his name? Rick Moranis. Final. I think I got this, Lacey. Woo-wee! Woo-woo-woo!
All right.
I'm trying to get Steve back. all right, poker face.
Poker face, guys.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Steve. Oh, tough one.
Darn it.
Well, you know, we'll just see how Steve does here.
Hi, everyone. Hey, oh, I love what I'm walking into.
How you doing, buddy? Boo.
Donna swearing in frustration as we have a child listening.
No, I just said.
All righty.
He's okay.
All right.
All right, Steve. This first question's a little long. You can answer it if you know it, but I'll go as far as you tell. You might know it here.
I forget the topic.
Topic is Hollywood dropouts, celebrities that walked away from Hollywood.
Oh, bring it.
This actor walked away from Hollywood to raise his two kids after his wife passed away from liver cancer. More recently, he was in the news because he was
Rick Moranis.
This twin sister duo walked away from their young acting career to begin what would become a very successful...
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
In the recent table read of the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jennifer Aniston wore an identical red bikini for the iconic pool scene that this retired actress is best known for.
Oh. Never seen that movie.
What?
Spicoli, you're late.
Oh, man. We even talked about it on the show when it happened.
The final answer.
Well.
Yeah.
Woo! We got a winner in Miss Donna here.
Yay!
Who is the actress?
Phoebe Cates, guys. Phoebe Cates. At the age of 31, she walked away to raise her two children, and she's done one role for a friend that did a video, did some, you know, B-list type movie, but that's it. So.
And she's married to.
I don't know.
Oh, what's his name?
James Beam.
I'll find it. Do you want to do the tiebreaker for fun?
Yeah, we could do the tiebreaker for fun. This one, I had two versions of it. I'm going to go with the harder one because we've got this all done. And it's also fun because it's got a local tie to it. Well, not the person, but the scene. All right?
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. Lacey, if you know it, you can say it too, okay?
All right.
You got a towel, man? It's kind of hot out here, man.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
The Chappelle Show.
You got it. Chappelle Show, Dave Chappelle. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go Daniel Day-Lewis on something.
Good call. Yeah. I didn't even think about him.
Kevin Kline is who Phoebe Cates is married to.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Angie, for playing.
Lacey.
Lacey, you dummy.
Lacey.
Lacey, what's your son's name?
What's my what?
Son? Do you have a son, your son in the car?
Oh, yeah, AJ. He's been wanting to say hi.
Hi, AJ.
AJ. AJ. That's my man. How old is AJ?
I'm seven.
Oh, seven. Brother. Your that's best a good year. Years are ahead of you, man. This is great. Wait until you're eight. You're going to love it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Bye, AJ.
Bye, AJ.
Bye, Lacey.
Bye.
Stay at home, Lacey. I'll get your info.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. That was fun, Steve. For me.
I really like talking to kids. They're very unpredictable on microphones, and I love that.
Yeah. It's true. Okay. I have a story.
Okay.
I want to see what you think of these extra guest hosts who have been announced for Jeopardy.
All right.
Okay, we already know.
So Ken Jennings, Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. And now we have two more names.
All right, who do we have?
We have Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes.
Oh, I like Bill Whitaker.
Yes.
He would be good as a permanent host.
I think that's what they're really looking at, you know? Yeah, I like him a lot.
He's great.
He's very good. He's very professional, very smart. And then we've got another very smart person lined up, and that is Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, sure.
You know, isn't she like a biochemist or something like that?
I don't know if that's true or if it's just a character that she played on Big Bang. I don't know.
She's an extremely smart lady with many degrees. Let me get back to
you. I like both of those.
I like her character. I'm not crazy about her. She's a neuroscientist.
Oh.
Really? A neurobiologist. Yeah.
Interesting. Let's see here. Mike Richards, who is the producer of Jeopardy, he's also going to host.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. For the 2 weeks between the Ken Jennings shows and then these newly announced personalities. He is a television show host as well, and so he'll know what he's doing.
What's his name again?
His name is Mike Richards.
Okay.
Executive producer before this, he was the executive producer of The Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal.
Why don't we get like a Henry Winkler in there?
Okay, sell me on that.
Well, he's a great producer. A game show producer. He's got a history of game shows. He's smart. He's older. I feel like I want an older person in that role, personally speaking.
There's some level of gravitas that only life can give you.
Yes.
A seasoning. Yeah. And it looks like by all the people that they're going with, no one is below 35.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you want someone in their 60s, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 50s, 60s.
Yeah, to think Alex Trebek, was it 35 years that he did the show? So, which means he would have.
Something like that. So, he would have been in his 50s.
Started it at 45 if he was on the show for 35 years.
Right.
I'm just joining in. You guys are talking about who you'd like to see do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys know who I want, right? Did I miss that? But Tom Bergeron is my number one pick.
Oh,
for
yeah.
This.
He'd be good. He'd be really good.
I think he needs to get back into some show. He is fantastic.
Because he has so much personality.
Oh, he's fun.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I love Tommy
I do Heath. Enjoy him. I like that a lot, actually, on Grant.
I would really like to just at least give him a shot or have him one of the guests to see how he would do. I don't want him to be too over the top like he is sometimes, but I think that he could bring a nice, fun aspect to what is a professional style show, you know?
We should do this as our Facebook question tomorrow.
Great question.
Yeah.
I'd throw Anderson Cooper's name
love
out
it.
There.
Ooh, good.
Love it.
Very good. He's, very yes, good. Very
funny.
Good.
Can be very serious. Like he has all the tones that you need.
Yes.
And his funny is not me funny. He's not a clown. He's not an idiot.
How about
I am? He's smooth funny.
How about Rachel Maddow?
Okay, Rachel Maddow.
Okay, whatever. Close enough.
Yeah, sure. She'd do great.
I think so too.
She would do great.
I love it.
Do you? Do you know where she was born?
Connecticut.
Mozambique.
Not to be confused with Mbaye.
Mbaye.
Oh, sorry, I'm not as worldly as you are, Steve Patterson from television.
It caught me off guard.
Good for you.
Oh, sorry, I don't get the free trips to Africa and Disney World.
Award shows.
I don't get to go on those cruises.
Okay, it was a 13-day Mediterranean cruise, followed up 10 months later by a one-week Alaska cruise. All expenses paid.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Oh, sorry, I'm just the common man.
I'm trying to make dinner for supper, you know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make
some money for supper.
Working for supper. God.
Oh, singing for supper. I like Bill Whitaker. He's the one. Now, what we haven't heard recently is LeVar Burton, whose name was floated.
Yes.
Very good one.
How long are they going to be doing this? Do we just until they decide on?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we could get Meredith Vieira in there. Let's get all these people in there.
Why not do it like a tournament of champions hosts? Like whoever gets the most response, like vote. Like let the people send in votes on who they feel was the most fun for their week that they did it or something.
Not the
like
snooty
that.
People, just the people. You know, the common man.
The common,
if you will. Thank you. When we come back, you like the Wienermobile?
I have been in the Wienermobile. Mobile drop.
Oh, there he goes again. The fancy guy on the show. TV gets everything.
You've been in every vehicle, buddy.
Damn. I've been in a lot of vehicles. I don't want to brag. I've been in a limousine.
Anyway, they're looking for drivers. I'll give you more information on that when we come back. And Steve, you want to have fun with words?
Fun with words. Why you should never use the word try again, especially if you fail at resolutions, and the word you should use instead. That when we come back on Donna and Steve.
Hey, welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
It's us. I'm Donna.
I'm Steve from radio and TV.
Together we are
Donna and Steve.
It's good to see you.
The Donna Valentine Show, starring Steve Patterson.
I like
it. Also a title that we're good with.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 All right, well, Oscar Mayer is hiring a new crop of Wienermobile drivers. I've never seen it in person.
It's big.
Is it really?
It is. Yes.
Not that size matters, but
like semi-big or
like, I'm surprised you don't need a special license.
Oh, that's big.
What are they doing there? What happens in there? Like, they cooking up hot dogs? Like a food truck?
No, it's just a promotional vehicle. It's just a promotional vehicle.
I see.
And it's there's a loudspeaker in there. So when I was in there, I used the loudspeaker to sing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song people as we drove by. And then we would step out and say, hey, read this. Sing along with us.
Is it the I Wish I Were an Oscar Mayer Wiener? Or is it
Ba-doom.
My Baloney Has a First Name? It's O-S-E-A-R. My Baloney you get the idea. So why does it have to be so big if it's just promotional and there's not a kitchen in there, I wonder?
Because I think bigger things get people's attention.
Yeah, you see that thing coming, you're going to look
at it. All right, it's 27 feet long, apparently.
That's long, Donna.
Okay, so you would spend a year driving around the long Wienermobile, going to 200 different events, and serving as a brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer. And they're looking for people with a degree or experience in marketing or communications who are outgoing, friendly, who have a valid driver's license. They didn't list any salary information, but it looks like 7 years ago, someone posted on the website Glassdoor that the pay was around $30,000.
Yeah.
I bet it's gone up a little since then, right?
Sure. Huh. And you're driving around. You're having a good time. Everybody's happy to see you. No one's ever mad when the Wienermobile drives by. That's what's fun about it. Everyone's happy to see you.
It's
the Wienermobile. Can we take a picture? Can we look inside?
Yeah, you're right. The deadline is the 31st. You have to do it on the Kraft Heinz website. I'll link that up at mytalk1071.com. I lost my glasses, so I don't even know if any of that information was accurate.
She's been searching around in there for like the last 5 minutes. I was wondering what you
were making
doing.
Stuff up. I'm like, blah-bitty, blah-blah, wah-wah-wah-wah.
You sort of strike me like a dog when you lose something, too. You know how a dog sniffs around? They kind of know there's something around there. Her head's in the bag. She's coming back up, looks around, checks the perimeter.
Yep, I'm like, this way, that way, this way.
You literally just described what I was just watching.
Listen, I was privileged to watch it for a couple of years, up close and personal, through the glass, and it was a joy.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I just had to go grab some peanut butter to go with the banana I'm about to choke down, and it's in the prep room. And they're having a meeting, so Colleen and Bradley and Holly, Holly's got her phone under the computer, and she's got the two of them, their faces, and I go, you know, I haven't seen Steve since Project Down and Dirty, and before that it was like March. And they go, why are you not doing like Google Hangout when you're on the air? They go, you realize we look at each other every day for every hour of the show. And I go, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, we're
fine.
Donna, don't try to make it more weird, all right? If that's what they want to do, let's let them do that. You hate it. Anytime, anyone, if Hannah says, guys, we need to do this on video, it's a whole thing. You're curling irons out during a commercial break. You're stressed. You're walking back and forth. I can tell you've worn something different than you typically would. It's you can't add that stress into your life right
now. You're right. You know what, Steve? Thank you. I found my glasses. They were on my head. I'm kidding.
Donna, you're going to sort of laugh. You know I like a little woo-woo stuff. I like some positivity. Let's go, guys. Morning, everybody.
Morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Everybody say hey.
But I was listening to something the other day, and it was Dave Ramsey's event. It was called Reset. Okay, sue me. But there was a guy who was talking about self-discipline, and that's what we all lack, right? It's self-discipline. It's not time. It's self-discipline. You're just not disciplined. I'm just not disciplined. That's what keeps us from achieving whatever the thing is that we want to achieve. And the aggravating part is 85% of us just aren't honest enough with ourselves or with each other to just say, oh, the reason I didn't accomplish that, it's not because it was a busy season. It's because I don't have the self-discipline. Because you squeeze in meaningless crap every day.
You're right.
And no one has the guts to just say it. I'm lazy and I didn't have enough self-discipline.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't achieve that.
Yes. I mean, if you have the time to watch a half-hour sitcom, you have the time to work out for a half hour.
Yep. Anywhoozle. I was listening to this guy and he was talking about self-discipline. And he said, you need to stop using the word try. And instead, stay with me, Donna.
Okay.
You need to use the word train. Because when you say try, he said that is such a fake promise to yourself. It's a word that is baked in, there's an out for, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm trying to eat
it's
good.
It's true. It's like mom saying, we'll see.
We'll see. Exactly right. Like if you say to your friends, and there's pizza in front of you, well, I'm trying to eat good right now. All that takes to break down that wall is someone saying, oh, come on, you can have just one piece. Yeah, you're right. I'm just trying. He says, whereas if you have ever been in training for something, a marathon, a half marathon, something, training, there's a whole different mindset that comes with that. Oh, yeah, I'm not eating that right now because I'm training, because there's an end goal specified that I'm trying to get to. Trying, flimsy, flabby. Training, strong, muscular, determined, going somewhere.
I like it.
Let's stop trying. Let's start training. Yeah!
And you need to love yourself more. I think disciplining yourself in certain ways is showing love and respect for yourself.
That's the truth, Donna.
Thank you, Steve. You're my best friend.
And loving isn't just giving yourself grace when you fail, because I think that's usually how we think of
it's
loving ourselves. Oh, it's okay.
Accountable.
Hey, you tried. You have a lot going on. Guess what? You're always going to have a lot going on, Donna.
Well, I keep hitting my head.
Just hit your head on the microphone. All right, maybe we do need to fire up
a
camera.
I am having a day today.
Get this out of your system. We meet with the boss at 12 o'clock. Get all this weird crap out of here, because we have to fool her for 1 hour during the meeting that we know what we're doing.
No, she's on to us.
Yeah, oh, criminy.
And she's going to call us out on everything. She totally is.
I want to tell you something about your calculator app on your iPhone. Something
I use it all the time.
You ever been mid equation? You're trying to figure something out. 657 times 4 equals, okay, minus 24. Oh, no, I typed in 42 instead of 24. And then you think you have to do the whole equation again.
Yes.
Put your thumb up where the numbers that you are inputting are appearing. So not on the keypad, but up top where the numbers appear on your iPhone calculator. And then just swipe left. And it backspaces one.
I just did it.
Swipe left again. Backspaces again.
Okay, let me try again.
I didn't know that.
All right, so I'm going to put in 1,500 minus 30.
You are listening live to an equation being put in by Donna Valentine.
No, I swiped left and it went to 3.
That's because it backspaced one.
1,500. Oh, I see. Okay, minus 300 left.
And then you actually meant to just put by times 3, not 300.
But then it goes down to 0.
Yeah, it's backspacing that number.
Okay. It's not very helpful. It's not helpful. I'm just going to AC and start all over.
But the point is you don't have to. You could just backspace and then input the new number again.
I hate that tip.
I am very frustrated by you.
Oh my God, if only we had more time to fight, but we don't, because we have to get to a dirt alert coming right up and then some good news from Jeff Bridges. Mm.